Suzanne Cleary wants to write poetry that engages the senses and the mind. She was the featured artist at this week's Sunken Garden Poetry Festival, held every other week during the summer at Hillstead Museum in Farmington, Connecticut. Here's Suzanne Cleary reading her poem, On His Deathbed, the Acrobat Tells His Daughter to Buy Land.
I see now, it was never the sky I wanted. Though for years I perfected leaps and dives, arching, curling, tucking my chin hard into my chest to spin free, far above my shadow. Now I see it was always the earth I was celebrating. It was always its mysterious pull. I wanted to return to the earth's hard bargain, on 2 feet, my arms spread like wings. There are enough birds, Edith. The air is full of seeds, far better than we can ever be. Invisible, merciful. When I watched you pass the hat, I wanted to crawl into our wagon and lie with my hands crossed over my chest. I wanted to count the potatoes and flour and find for once enough. I wanted to melt my father's gold watch and buy you a horse and shoes of thin leather. Remember, I never asked you to walk on your hands. I respected your fear of heights, of the fireworks we set off at the end of the show. The hard-packed earth at the center of town, where the people gathered, that was my passion. Remember, before each trick, it was the red earth I rubbed into my palms.
Suzanne Cleary, reading this week at the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival in Farmington, Connecticut. She teaches English at the State University of New York, Rockland. Ms. Cleary's most recent collection of poetry is called Keeping Time. Our thanks to independent producer David Budrys.